All right, Carla, are we ready to get to work?
Yes.
Let's renew this conversation.
Roll back.
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to the February 26th meeting of the Portland City Council. Carla, would you please call the roll?
Fritz.
Here.
Fish.
Here.
Saltzman.
Here.
Novick.
Here.
Hales.
Here. Let me just recite our ground rules for council meetings. I want to welcome everyone here today. If you're going to speak on an item before the council, just state your name. You don't have to give your address and your phone number. If you're a lobbyist, you must declare for whom you are lobbying. Please testify only on the matter at hand. We try to organize the council meeting by topic and action and ask you to do likewise. So that everyone will feel welcome, please be courteous and respectful. The council will not allow interruptions while someone is speaking, and this includes clapping and booing and other personal actions of any kind. You can certainly raise your hands if you support a speaker. Disruptive behavior won't be tolerated. You'll be warned and then asked to leave. If you have any handouts, just give them to the council clerk and she'll distribute them to us. So thank you all for joining us here today. We want to start this morning with a proclamation, and we're very pleased to have this proclamation before us because we have a great partnership with the American Red Cross and its Portland chapter. We have Pam Bella and Eric Corliss here from the Red Cross. So come on up, and I'll read the proclamation, and we'll give you a chance to tell us about how well this partnership is working. The proclamation says, whereas March is American Red Cross Month, a time to recognize and thank our everyday heroes, those ordinary people who perform extraordinary acts to aid others in need. Red Cross heroes are on the front lines every day. And whereas we would like to recognize our heroes in the city of Portland who work tirelessly to help people affected by disasters, donate blood to save lives, and provide comfort and compassion to individuals in crisis. They provide round-the-clock support to members of the military, veterans, and their families, and teach life-saving classes in CPR, aquatic safety, and first aid. And whereas across the country and around the world, the Red Cross responds to tragedies such as home fires, floods, and natural disasters, and who assist members of the armed forces, their families, and veterans. In Oregon, nearly 2,000 volunteers stand ready to help when disaster strikes. And whereas we dedicate the month of March to all those who support the Red Cross mission to prevent and alleviate human suffering in the face of emergencies, our community depends on the Red Cross, which relies on donations of time, money, and blood to fulfill its humanitarian mission. Now, therefore, I, Charlie Hales, Mayor of the City of Portland, Oregon, the City of Roses, do hereby proclaim March 2014 to be American Red Cross Month in Portland and encourage all citizens to observe this month. So thank you for all you do, and welcome. We'd love to hear from you this morning.
Thank you, Mayor Hales. My name is Pam Bella. I am the board chair for the OTC, which is the Oregon Trail Chapter for the Red Cross. And I just wanted to come and thank you for your support. The Red Cross and the City of Portland have a great partnership, and some of the work that we've been doing with the emergency warming centers, which have been desperately needed this year with the cold weather. And also the work that we're doing together on PREPARE, particularly starting to work with the Spanish-speaking community in Multnomah County and other communities ongoing. So we just really appreciate the support, and thank you for signing the proclamation for the Red Cross Month in March.
Great. Thank you, Pam. Eric, welcome.
Mayor and commissioners, thank you very much for your support. And over the 6 years that I've been here, the partnership just last week with Commissioners Novick at the Portland Business Alliance, preparing and promoting emergency preparedness, the work with the Portland Bureau of Emergency Management, the work with the Portland Fire Bureau to serve the city, and the work with the Housing Bureau. Just the last 2 months, the level of activity during our winter weather saved more lives through the emergency warming centers than we did in the entire previous 5 years. Hmm. And that was possible because of the partnership between the bureaus, the city, and your guys' leadership. So thank you for the support of the American Red Cross.
All right, thank you. Yeah, I know Commissioner Saltzman's had this experience. I was fire commissioner for a while. Then when there's a home fire and someone's just on the street and devastated and not sure where to turn, one of those volunteers shows up. And, you know, all of a sudden there's some structure and some help and some hope, and it really makes a huge difference one-on-one to people, and we've seen it in action.
I would just like to personally thank you, not only on behalf of, you know, what you do for victims of fire, but as you said, with the emergency warming centers that we had in the last 2 months, you've worked tirelessly to staff the center and make sure it has the necessary supplies, and really want to thank you for that. You make it look easy, and you relieve a lot of anxiety amongst all of us during these events, so thank you very much.
Well, Mayor, could I just also add a comment? The Saturday of the storm, the Saturday night of the storm, when we had snow on the ground and ice in the forecast, was probably the toughest night of the emergency planning. And I was out with a fire crew that night, and we stopped throughout the weekend at Imago Day to see if we could be helpful. And what I learned Saturday night is that the majority of the Red Cross volunteers that were there did not, in fact, live in Portland. Mm-hmm. That at the very time we were telling people to stay home and that our roads were unsafe, volunteers of the Red Cross were commuting into Portland to staff a warming center. And I, you know, there's many reasons to be proud of the relationship we have with the Red Cross, but that really struck us, that that your volunteers would care so much to put their own personal safety aside and to staff a center, which on a couple nights, I think Dan will tell us, was actually beyond capacity. Mm-hmm. One night, a TriMet bus was dispatched to create an overflow warming center. So I want to add my voice to Commissioner Saltzman. Heartfelt thank you for the work that you did.
Thank you.
And I also want to thank you for being very vocal about encouraging people to prepare for disasters. I mean, we do that too, but you're the official disaster people, so I think that people listen harder when you talk.
Thank you.
Great. Thank you. Well, thanks so much for being here. If you'd like, we'd love to do a photo with you.
Thank you.